Okay, that was a little bit of a technical difficulty there. But yeah, we're on the air. This is CITR 101.9. You're listening to Generation Annihilation. My name is Fote. This is the first show I'm doing in 2015. I haven't been in the station for a while. So yeah, I got a lot of awesome jams to play. And Aaron asked me to play some of my favorite stuff from 2014, even though, I don't know, it's pretty late for that kind of thing. But yeah, that's why I played Discharge Realities of War, because that not only was that the best record of 2014, that was the best record since 1981. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say about 2014. I'm glad that year's gone. Speaking of 2014, whatever. This is a band that I saw in Boston, and they were hands down the best band I saw last year. And they are called Aspects of War here on Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. was Margaret Thatcher. She thought of many things in her time, but the greatest of all those was a thing they called the dole queue. First there was Howe with his stupid fucking policies, and last and then every other time was Margaret Thatcher. Her plan was that in 5 years she would totally fuck up the British economy and leave 6 million unemployed.
Right. Holy smokes. I'm having a lot of technical trouble today here on CITR on Generation Annihilation. But anyways, you're getting the gist. A lot of noise, a lot of noisy punk for you. Starting off that set was Aspects of War with the song called This Is Hell off the Presence of Death EP. And good news for people who like punk festivals on the West Coast. They are playing Manic Relapse in March in Oakland, California. I think March 6th and 7th is the date, and all sorts of bands are playing. You got World Burns to Death, you got Terviet Cadet, you have Appendix, I don't know, just a slew of bands. I don't have the list on me. That's how prepared I am. I guess that's a punk rock radio show on college radio for you. But anyways, after I played Aspects of War, you heard The Mighty Eel from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, off their split 7-inch with Piss Bath. You heard the song Pacifism Won't Win Fight. After that, Sex Dwarf off of the Nonstop Erotic Noise Cabaret LP that came out on Canton Crasher and Detact Raw Punk in 2014. I played two tracks from you. I'm not even going to pronounce the names of the songs. After that, you heard LSD with Kill You straight out of Japan. and Chaos UK after that with the song called Maggie. And that's off of a really cool 7-inch that came with a even cooler fanzine called Negative Insight. It's got two outtakes from Chaos UK and a very extended interview with Chaos UK in the zine. Highly recommended. Yeah, check it out. Gonna keep things going here. Yeah, let's play something from Spain. This is yeah, here we go.
We'll be right back. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, that was Vancouver's own Pyromania, who played a show last week at the Black Lab. Apparently, it was pretty awesome. I kind of posed out and stayed home and did nothing. But yeah, they have 2 7-inches out, and I highly recommend checking them out. You heard the song Musica para Gente Fea, Music for Ugly People. That's pretty punk rock. I like that. Starting off that whole set was Una Bestia Incontrolable from Spain with the song Naumon. After that, Los Monjo from Mexico with the song Rock Basura. Olo Seco after that with Olo de Gato. And yeah, rolling out the set was Pyromania. Yeah, I got a couple shows to announce, I suppose. There's a show tonight at Pat's Pub that features the Tubuloids and some other band. I can't remember. But Tubuloids are pretty good local surf punk if you're into that kind of thing. There's also a show at the Smiling Buddha Cabaret. And I believe Raised by Apes is playing. I got a phone call about it earlier in the show. And I have a few tickets to give away. So if you want it, call me here at the studio. 604 UBCCITR. That's 604-822-2487. Call if you want free tickets to the show at Smiling Buddha Cabaret. It's a pretty awesome skate park slash venue, and it's pretty historical in the Vancouver punk scene, as that's where bands like DOA and Subhumans and all those bands first started playing. Obviously, that was back when it was a dodgy club and not a skate park, but yeah, still pretty cool. Okay, let's keep going here. I'm going to play a local band. They are called Fashionism. I tried to go see them last night at the Hindenburg, a brand new venue, which is pretty awesome. But I missed them by one song. I didn't see any of them. And yeah, kind of had to sit there and watch a band with a bunch of pompadours and stuff like that. And yeah, I was kind of bummed out, but it was pretty cool seeing Joshy and Jeffy and the gang from Fashionism, and I got this wonderful new local 7-inch. So check it out. If you're a fan of power pop, then this is for you.
Back in the day, I missed the peace that made me wanna $1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
212 Productions Limited, The Baker and the Chef, Bang on T-shirts, Bistrude Records, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattoo, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
We'll be right back. lot of the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Right, that was the one and only Canadian Subhumans with Firing Squad, one of my favorite songs. And it's a damn shame about Wimpy, who passed away in December. I guess that's my little tribute to him there. It was a hard blow for the Vancouver punk scene. And the world lost a pretty cool dude. Anyways, that was a really, really long set. Starting off was Vancouver's Fashionism with Where Have All the Rock and Roll Girls Gone. After that, a band from Portland called Andy Place and the Coolheads off of their demo tape. You heard the song Hole. And that's a great new up-and-coming band. Hopefully they'll come up to Vancouver soon. It's got members of Bimarks and Vancouver's favorite Portland lady, Amy Kay, on bass. after that, you heard Radioactivity with All Right. That's Jeff Burke from the Marked Men, his new band, and that's off of their LP that came out in 2014, which is phenomenal. Definitely check that out. That's on Dirt Nap Records. After that, by request to Turbo, that was Descendants with Good Good Things. And after that, off of another demo tape, off the Keeping the Wheels Spinning cassette tape, that was the band Skull and Bone, which features Sam and Shanny from Inepsie. And Vancouver's own Nick McCracken now plays guitar in that band. Yeah, making it even more exciting and cool. And yeah, rounding off the set was Subhumans with Firing Squad. And yeah, what am I going to play next for you? Yeah, another tragedy that happened in 2014 was an old friend, Joseph Crane, passed away as well. And I'm going to play a couple of his bands. This first one was called Bomb Heaven from Portland, Oregon. Check it out.
Thank you.
That was Death Charge from Portland, Oregon. That was the lineup that featured Joseph Crane, who passed away last year. Rest in peace, dude. Before that was another one of his bands called Assassinate. You heard the song Detonator. And before that, Bomb Heaven with War Fear. And I'm about out of here. Power Chord is next. Metal Run is here. Looking for someone's lost wallet. And yeah, I don't know if you can find it, but whatever. That's none of your concern out there in punk rock land. I'm going to leave you here with a band called Anna. They're from Vancouver, and they're playing next Friday, or this Friday, rather. Yeah, the 30th. They are playing at the Black Lab. If you don't know where it is, ask someone with a studded jacket, and they'll probably point you in the right direction. They're playing with a new local band called Despair, and from Seattle, Sick Ward, which has members of Ratbite, Countdown to Armageddon, and Death Raid. And I guess they play GBH inspired punk rock. So how can you really go wrong with that? So check that out. And yeah, I'm leaving you with Anna. This is off of a record that's coming out in the spring called Perpetual Warfare. And I was quite impressed when I heard it. It's a lot more sacrilege-y, nausea-influenced than kind of power violence-y grind, which is pretty awesome. So anyways, here's Anna. I'll see you next week. Power Chord is next.
Hello, Vancouver, and you're listening to Power Chord, and this, once again, is Metal Ron. It's been a long, long time, and, well, I said that I'll come out of my semi-retirement once in a while and play my top releases of the previous year and keep my promise, so that is what I've got for you today. Yeah, a lot of stuff's been going on metal-wise, and probably also right off the bat, I have to thank the new crew who's taken over, taken Power Chord to a new level, I guess. A lot of people I notice are on our Facebook page have been, it seems like people are added every day. We're getting more and more people finding out about the show, which is great. I mean, I never imagined when we started the show in 1985 that in 2015 we'd still be going, even in one form or another. So it's absolutely amazing. So thanks to everyone for support and all that stuff. Thanks, of course, to Andy, Serena, Eric Bailey, who am I, Coleman, and anybody else I've forgotten about. It's great to see playing all the newer stuff. I think today might be a bit of a shock to you because I'm pretty classic in my taste, so this show's going to be a lot more, I mean, obviously new stuff, but not really any of your extreme stuff that they've been playing. But nonetheless, if it weren't for a lot of these bands, you wouldn't have the music you have today. So anyway, and I guess without further ado, we might as well start with, one of the classic bands who put out their first album in absolute years last year. The way I'm going to do this, I'm going to change it a little bit. I'm not going to do all these categories like I've done before. As much as I love live albums, this is just going to be studio albums. So I'm going to do what I usually do, start with the highest one, go down to like number one later on. So I'm going to start about 15. So this is like my 15th favorite release of last year. And like I say, this band just came back after a long time. And what can I say? Judas Priest. I mean, it was a great album, Redeemer of Souls. Boy, they're first since 2008. And it was actually, since I don't have it written down, I thought I did. We'll just quickly mention that some big concerts got announced this week. One of the biggest ones was Sacrifice and Gore Guts, a two-night thing. It's the third anniversary of Nothing Is Heavy. And congrats to those guys for bringing such great bands to town. The metal scene in town is much better than it ever used to be, that's for sure. There's so many bands coming to town. Just don't have money to see them all. And anyway, what else got announced? Let's see. Well, Rush just got announced. They're coming in July. And again, I'll give you all the dates when I do my gig guide later on. And what am I forgetting? Let's see. There's Sacrifice. Oh, of course, the biggie for me anyway, and I'm sure a lot of people. Double Day of Mastodon and Clutch. And it's going to be awesome. It's Mastodon's going to headline one day, and then Clutch is going to headline the other day, and it's just going to be great. And like I say, I'll give you more details very shortly. I just can't get access to the computer where I want to get to right now. So anyway, I'm going to try and keep the chatter down because I've got a lot of songs to play, and as you can hear, the phone is quite loud here. So anyway, this was like my number 15 album of last year from Redeemer of Souls. It was Judas Priest, and this is a Battle Cry. You're listening to Power Chord on CITR.
Hey, this is CITR.